This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Here's a first and goal. And he's signaling as he backpedals to the 30. Oh, what a catch! Andrews secures it and shows the football to everyone. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Jim Nantz on the call, CBS. That was the Eagles game, M&T Bank Stadium, right before the bye. That put the Ravens up 9-0. Mark Andrews in traffic making the play. Unfortunately, he wasn't showing the ball to anybody after the Buffalo game because he dropped the two-point conversion. He had fumbled in that game, dropped a pass that would have moved the chains right before Lamar turned the ball over. So, as Andrews has been brilliant for most of his career, he had one very, very bad game. And he's been kind of a lightning rod for criticism, and now he's a guy that could be a cap casualty, possibly, but a trade candidate, maybe. So, Vinny, what are the pros and cons if you're the Ravens of getting rid of Mark Andrews?
Or, Bob, at least if you're the Ravens, you maybe say, Mark, let's think about a pay cut, you know, kind of like Ronnie Stanley did last year. Because Mark Andrews for this season, cap number 16.9. 16.9, which is very large. He's got $11 million coming in cash. Now, when you look at Andrews over the last, well, let's just look at, he started his career 18, 34 receptions, 64, 58, 107, 73, 46, 55. All right, so what does all that mean? When you break it down, let's go from 21, when he had his big year, which was 107 receptions, 153 targets, 1,361 yards, averaged 12.7, 9 touchdowns, had one fumble, didn't lose it though, when he was all pro. All right, in 21, that year, he averaged 6.2 catches per game and 80 yards per game. 22, down to 4.8 catches per game, 56.4 yards per game. 23, 4.5 catches per game, 54.4 yards per game. This year, 3.2 catches per game, 39.5 yards per game. So you're and you're getting close to 30, and you're trending downward. You're trending the wrong direction. You did have 11 touchdowns,
which led
this year.
All tight ends.
Yes, which led all tight ends. But likely had 6 touchdowns too. So I mean, they had 17 touchdowns between those two tight ends. And I imagine Kolar. I know he had at least one.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but that leads to maybe the con of breaking up the band, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The tight end room.
So, I mean, the thing is, you know, with Likely, Likely's had 36 for 373, 30 for 411, and this past year, Likely had 42 for 477 with six touchdowns and 58 targets.
Yeah, Kohler had one TD.
Yeah, so they had 18 touchdowns between the tight ends. So, you say, all right, if Andrews isn't there, what do you do? Because a rookie's not going to replace what Andrews can do with the connection that he has, you know, with Lamar. Now, can you trade him? That cap number is extremely high to trade, and there's, you know, pretty good depth in the draft at tight end. So I don't know that trading him, you know, you're going to get much. And if you're not going to, if you're going to get, you know, a fifth, I'd say even a four through a seven, I ain't trading him. You know, I mean, I got too good a team. That's the thing. If I could trade him for a legitimate player, one for one, then I would consider that, you know, like a defensive player, a safety or a corner or something like that. You know, a team that definitely needs a tight end. I would do that. But more than likely, I would check on a pay cut, number one, because basically a $17 million cap number is high for a guy that's only getting me 39 yards a game and three catches. So, and you go to the point like Bill Belichick, I always like to get rid of guys a year before, you know, than a year after, then it's too late. Because you're probably, more than likely, you're cutting bait with Andrews after this season. Because, you know, just like we talked about, 3.2, 39, and he's going to want, you know, probably a big salary. So I think it's going to be – it's kind of a delicate situation because if I'm Todd Monken, if I'm Lamar, I want Mark Andrews. But then it comes down to choices. What choices can I have if I don't have Mark Andrews? You know, and that's where it goes to, can I get a safety or can I get a pass rusher? You know, like I was telling you off air, Bob, like if we could get Hendrickson from – Cincinnati, and I got to pay him, and it cost me Mark Andrews, I would seriously consider that because then I would have Hendrickson, and I got my big-time pass rusher, and you know, and I've got some depth at tight end. So it's going to be – but more than likely, I would say that Andrews is going nowhere.
Yeah, I think he stays for one more year. One more go-around with the team. But it's
trending the wrong direction.
But if you go in –
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And, you know, you're talking to his agent, well, you know, we want to reduce his salary. And you're like, dude, he just led the NFL touchdowns by a tight end.
But then you, if I'm Eric, then you go, well, look at the way you're trending.
Well, the 1 year Lamar got hurt, 2 years, 21 and 22. So that might, I mean, Tyler Huntley was throwing the football then, and nobody was catching passes in those scenarios. What do you think, Nolan McGraw?
Is this not
a moot point? He's not going anywhere, or is this, there's something to this where Andrews could be on the way out here in whatever scenario?
I just don't think it's a Ravens type of move. I don't think it's a move that they're going to make. Why are you inviting an issue? You know, why are you going to create a position of need, even if it would maybe help you strengthen something elsewhere? At that point, maybe they consider it. But beyond that, just cutting him is a non-starter for me. Trading him, I don't know what you get.
Right.
Probably nothing close to where you would even consider pulling the trigger on it. And he's your top guy in the regular season. You know, say what you want about the playoffs. If we get to the playoffs, we'll deal with it then. But he's a big reason, one of the biggest reasons, besides Lamar Jackson on this offense, that you're in the playoffs every year. I'm not getting rid of that just so quickly.
But yeah, likely he's a free agent, so extending Andrews probably isn't a reality because you got to take care of this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's played like an all-pro at times in the last
year. And the other thing, you know, to Norm's point is, if I had another legitimate third receiver, Bob, I could consider it. But I don't. I have two receivers. And, you know, then I'm down to two receivers and just likely instead of now I've got two receivers, two tight ends. But if I had a legitimate number three, that basically, because Andrew's like a big wide receiver, because he can't block for crap, you know, so if I had a big receiver that I could get instead of him, like if they got Chris Godwin, let's just use Chris Godwin. If they got Chris Godwin, yeah, then Andrews could be expendable because then I've got three guys I can play and likely, you know, then I can kind of maneuver around. But right now, I'm tight end heavy. In the run game, you say, well, you got to have him in the run. Hell no, you don't. He doesn't help Henry in the run game very much at all.
But as we sit here on February 20th, we'll predict, and I don't want to speak for you guys or the people listening, he'll be back.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah,
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.